President Robert Mugabe's wife Grace has just finished a Meet the People tour, which touched on many hot-button issues that have left the ruling party fragmented. Initially, it seemed many ZANU-PF supporters countrywide were embracing Grace Mugabe's endorsement by ZANU-PF's Women's League to take over from Opa Muchinguri as secretary come the ruling party's congress in December. This was evidenced by the slogans of support from the massive crowds at a recent rally. But by the end of the tour last Friday, ZANU-PF youth in Manicaland and Mashonaland East in particular, and from two opposing camps in the party, had fought publicly with Mash East's provincial chairman, Reika Okonde, defying the first lady publicly and refusing to be part of a unity accord, agreeing to work with Ms. Mugabe and end factionalism. At the beginning of the tour, she spoke tongue-in-cheek, attacking Vice President Joyce Mujuru, Muchinguri, and others in the same camp within ZANU-PF too, expressed confidence in Mrs. Mugabe. Among them, Mrs. Constance Shamu, wife of ICT's Minister Webster Shamu, who says she expects the First Lady to use her position as the new Women's League boss to unite all women in the country. Her husband, though, the party's political commissar, has a no-show in Mrs. Mugabe's rallies.
We expect good leadership from the First Lady. We expect her to unite us as women, because at times when children are alone, they are disjointed a lot. So we expect her to unite us.
University of Zimbabwe political science lecturer Charity Manyeruke agrees, adding that contrary to belief that Mrs. Mugabe pushed herself into leadership, she in fact was asked by the ZANU-PF's women's wing to lead them. Manyeruke says Mrs. Mugabe has proven herself as a leader.
So far she's already demonstrated that she's a unifier, speaking for unity in the party. She's bringing people that were in disagreement together and encouraged them to be united.
Forced or voluntary, many who have been hearing about the factions threatening the ruling party have also concluded that the timing of Mrs. Mugabe's entrance into politics could be a ploy by the First Family to secure Mr. Mugabe's legacy. Among those is Tawanda Munetsi.
They are claiming to be unifying the party, but at the same time they are feathering factional agendas within ZANU-PF, and at the same time they would want to make sure that Mugabe remains in control of Zimbabwe. And as they said, they wanted a one-party state. They are already working on their grand plan of having a one-party state.
Kuwazana resident Memory Ngube agrees with Munetsi.
We strongly feel that Mugabe is taking this country as a family business. Hence, he wants to leave his wife at the top of the realm. And later on, we won't be surprised if Grace also leaves it to her son. So the women of Zimbabwe are not happy with this move.
Ngube says Grace Mugabe's involvement with the Mazoe Orphanage and the Daniko Project was a stepping stone into national politics. Sydney Chisi, director of the Youth Initiative for Democracy in Zimbabwe, or YIDES, tells Studio 7 that the First Lady's entry into national politics reflects on President Robert Mugabe's failure to deal with the succession question. For her part, the First Lady has vowed to unite the ZANU-PF factions that are battling to succeed her husband. But Chisi says Mrs. Mugabe is fast becoming another faction leader within the ruling party.
There is a very dangerous assumption that Grace Mugabe will manage the two factions between the Mnangagwa and the Mujuru factions. Yet in real sense, Grace Mugabe has already taken sides in terms of factions. If we see all these rallies that she is going around with, you would not see anyone from the Mujuru faction, which means that the Mujuru faction have already declared that Grace Mugabe belongs to the Mnangagwa faction, and it will be very difficult for her to get into the power dynamics without being tainted a faction leader as well.
Joining the skeptics are those who outrightly oppose Mrs. Mugabe's new political role, specifically her controversial marriage to President Mugabe, which some say have discredited her moral authority. Grace Mugabe, who had a child with President Mugabe, While the then First Lady Sally Mugabe was battling kidney failure, married President Mugabe in 1996, after her death, Memory Ncube of Kuwadzana raises this issue.
As far as we know, Grace was married to another man and she left that man to go and date President Mugabe while she was still married.
Chisi agrees with Ncube, saying this goes against Catholicism.
The church itself did not recognize Mai Mugabe as one of the people who can belong to different liturgies of the church. I'm sure she has basically remained very Zayoja, which means that the issue of the church not accepting her as one of theirs because of the manner that she got married to Robert Mugabe actually indicates that she is not suitable to become a mother of anyone.
Many also see Mrs. Mugabe as a divisive figure. Media Center Director Ernest Mudzengi refers to Mrs. Mugabe's public ridicule of Deputy Justice Minister Fortune Chasi at her recent rallies.
There was honestly a better way to deal with Chasi if he had gone wrong rather than lampooning him in public. So I think that is one aspect which may not be desirable. Then recently, I think as she was saying, she will spill blood and we wouldn't want that kind of politics. We want the politicians who will tackle issues not in a violent manner.
Others also take issue with the First Lady's attainment of a doctorate degree from the University of Zimbabwe. Student activist Stephen Chuma sees this as an assault on education and a taint to her political career.
This is all about positioning Grace Mugabe to be academically accepted in the circles of education in Zimbabwe, where we have seen some people saying, you know, we need the learned leaders. It's very unfortunate when some people can be easily accorded a PhD, of which we know it's something that is hard and there's no way you can wake up or just make a phone call to say, no, can you please give my wife a PhD? I think that is exactly the scenario that is happened.
While Grace Mugabe's political entry has ruffled feathers in ZANU-PF as the succession debate rages on, many women from both sides of the political divide expect her to urgently address issues that affect women and children. The First Lady is expected to officially take over the position of Women's League Secretary at the ZANU-PF Congress, slated for December 4th, her election will automatically propel her into the ruling party's supreme decision-making body between Congresses, the Politburo. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.